Character, curiosity, and communication lead to connection. By Bradley Beck. In ancient Mesopotamia, there lived a king by the name of Gilgamesh, who went on an adventure to find immortality. On his journey, he discovered that his true immortality does not rest on eternal life, yet on the impact he makes on others and the legacy he leaves behind. This is an old story about character, curiosity, and communication, which leads to connection through personal reflection and the importance of building meaningful relationships. The insight of this story is that building a legacy of contributions over a lifetime can lead to making significant contributions to the lives of other people. Character is something I find that is best explained in stories of the classic virtues: temperance, being moderate in all things; prudence, having wisdom in your ideas and conversations; justice, being fair in all your dealings; and fortitude, having the courage to show up, speak up, and stand up. These virtues, along with gratitude, honesty, integrity, and respect, build a foundation of trust over time. As the philosopher Ayn Rand wrote in The Virtue of Selfishness, "The man who does not value himself cannot value anything or anyone." Curiosity is the idea that I most relate to, and that it is a bridge between concepts that you may not be aware of. It may also lead to deeper understanding of the traditions of things known to you. Curiosity invites one to discover what is unknown and to look for those anomalies on the margins that are often missed. Asking questions and actively listening to find truth is a challenge that can lead to greater understanding. Being inquisitive and finding common bonds in areas of agreement can also lead to defining lines of opposition or different views. Having a genuine interest in learning new ideas from a different perspective brings serendipity to life. As Plutarch wrote millennia ago, "The mind is not a vessel to be filled, but a fire to be kindled." Communication is an opportunity to express oneself clearly with concise words, meaningful body movements, and a vocal intonation that opens the audience up to an exchange of ideas and thoughts in a civil and respectful manner. Opening oneself to concepts or thoughts that may differ from one's values can lead to a meaningful dialogue. To build understanding with others, one can recite the words in the Prayer of St. Francis, which has the following line: "O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand." This reminds one that communication is a two-way endeavor. As Frederick Douglass said, "Liberty is meaningless where the right to utter one's thoughts and opinions has ceased to exist. That, of all rights, is the dread of tyrants. To suppress free speech is a double wrong. It violates the rights of the hearer as well as those of the speaker." Connection combines the elements of all three ideas above and bundles them for a stronger, more meaningful bond for personal and professional relationships. The overlap between character, curiosity, and communication reinforces trust, understanding, and mutual respect. Connections happen when one is consistent in dialogue and deed, being open to new and opposing ideas, to see the areas of agreement and areas where there is a differing of opinion will lead to personal growth and stronger relationships. As the great Harvey Mackay once wrote, "You can win more friends with your ears than with your mouth. People who feel like they're being listened to feel accepted and appreciated. They feel like they're being taken seriously, and what they say really matters." These four C's of understanding foster a path an individual can traverse if they are open to learning, willing to be challenged, and can adapt to paradigms that shift. Yet it all starts with being well-grounded in the knowledge of oneself. Character is a foundation. Curiosity is a doorway. Communication is a structure. And connection is the confluence of all these elements that covers and crowns this journey into a meaningful experience. Being intentional in improving these four C's in one's daily life can help a person secure greater happiness. As the father of the American experiment, George Washington, once said, happiness depends more upon the internal frame of a person's own mind than on the externals in the world.